William Morrow and Harper Audio present His Risk, The Amish of Hart County by Shelley Shepherd Gray, performed by Tavia Gilbert. To my friend Kim Fraser, who knows a thing or two about taking risks. You are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. Psalm 32, verse 7. You can't change what is going on around you until you change what is going on within you. Amish proverb. Chapter 1. Saturday, January 27th. Sometimes the sound of a phone ringing still caught Calvin Fisher off guard. When his cell buzzed for the second time, he pulled it out of his back pocket. Thumb hovering over the screen, he intended to press ignore, but then he noticed the area code. 8 months ago, he promised he'd never ignore a call from Hart County again. As the phone buzzed a third time, the sound echoing through the alleyway, Calvin pressed the button to answer.
Mark, is that you?
He asked. Ah, Nate, Calvin, it's Juanita, his sister-in-law said in a rush. Oh, Calvin, I'm so glad you answered.
Nita, hold on one sec, okay?
With the phone still held to his ear, Calvin motioned the men nearby that he'd be right back and started walking.
You okay?
He asked, already feeling awkward. Of course Juanita wasn't okay if she was calling him. She was Amish and didn't get on the phone unless she had a good reason.
I'm not all right at all. Oh, Calvin, Mark and me just got back from the doctor.
He gripped the cell phone tighter.
What's wrong? Are you sick?
Nee, it's Calvin.
She paused. When she continued, her voice sounded strained.
He's been feeling poorly for a while, you see, but he didn't want to let you know. Finally, he went to the doctor 2 days ago.
Juanita continued talking, hardly taking a breath as each word bled into the next so fast that he had to stop walking in order to understand her better.
Dr. Hannah sent him to the hospital for tests. Then he called us into his office this morning.
What did the doctor say?
He asked as he resumed walking. Then, unlocking the front door of the apartment complex where he lived, Calvin trotted up 3 flights of stairs.
That Mark has cancer.
A wave of dizziness hit him hard. He stopped, gripping the worn metal banister so tightly that the edge of it cut into his palm.
Calvin?
She asked hesitantly.
Calvin, are you still there?
He closed his eyes. Juanita needed him.
I'm sorry, sis, he said, intentionally using his pet name for her in an effort to ease her worries. I'm here. What kind of cancer is it, do you know?
It's renal cell something.
Say again?
Oh, I can hardly pronounce it. I'm sorry, Calvin, it's something to do with his kidneys.
Sounding more perturbed, she continued.
Dr. Hannah gave us some literature and a phone number of a nurse who can explain things good too, but I don't know. All I remember him saying is that Mark has cancer and is going to need to have one of his kidneys removed.
He'd finally made it to his apartment. Unlocking the deadbolt, he strode inside and closed the door firmly behind. Then, as Juanita continued to talk about how worried she was, he did a quick walkthrough just to make sure no one had been in his place since he'd left 6 hours ago. When he was assured that everything was undisturbed, he sat down on the chair in the corner of his bedroom, forced himself to remain calm and keep his voice steady.
Sis, where's Mark? Can I talk to him?
Nee, he's sleeping. Plus, I didn't tell him I was going to call you. This is Laura's phone.
Okay, is Laura there?
Laura was an old friend. They'd all grown up together. She, like him, had left the Amish faith, eventually marrying a deputy in the local sheriff's department. But also like him, she hadn't wanted to remove her Amish ties and live completely among the English. Laura was a close friend to all of them.
Yeah.
Put her on the phone, Nita, he said gently.
As he heard the phone switch hands, he attempted to pull himself together. But really, all he felt was numb.
Calvin,
Laura said at last.
Hey.
Hey. Juanita told me about Mark's diagnosis. Have you seen the paperwork? Did you talk to this Dr. Hannah?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?